I'm joined on the call by Michael McLean. He's the president and CEO of McLean Insurance and creator of the Ultimate Millionaire Agent program. Michael's got a unique story, to say the least. He owned his own professional ice hockey team and was a professional hockey coach. 2002, he sold his hockey team and joined his father's small-town insurance agency in Perth, Ontario, Canada. With literally zero insurance experience and using the power of what he calls renegade personality marketing, Michael was able to triple the size of his father's agency in just 36 months, growing it from $3.4 million to $10.1 million. In 2003, he took ownership of McLean Insurance, and Michael has gone on to become America's top producing property and casualty insurance broker, selling $17.9 million of insurance premiums since 2003. 2010, he created the Ultimate Millionaire Agent, a noble consulting and coaching program designed to teach insurance agents the exact business and marketing skills that he used to triple the size of McLean Insurance. In 2011, McLean Insurance was voted a top three finalist for Brokerage of the Year out of a field of 311 competing brokerages. Michael has won the Glazer Kennedy Marketer of the Year Award in 2009-10 and is an international speaker and coach to hundreds of business owners and entrepreneurs. He is a guest expert on various Canadian TV business shows, including CTV and A-Channel News. Michael has become known for his noble kick-butt, take-no-prisoners business style and a passion for personality marketing, coaching sports, and fundraising for local community organisations, including the Food Bank, Rotary Club, and his local animal shelter. So that's Michael in a nutshell. So welcome to the call, Michael.
Thank you, Zach. It's great to be here.
Terrific. I've sort of given a bit of a sort of thumbnail of your background. Do you want to sort of go into your story in a bit more details about sort of the years as a hockey coach and sort of the early years of McLean Insurance?
Yeah, it's my story is unique in the fact that I've gone from probably the most two different businesses in the world without changing my marketing approach at all. So for any business owner, entrepreneur that thinks that their business is different, I'm here to prove otherwise. When I was coaching in the sporting business all through university and college, I really learned the marketing game when I purchased my own team, because not only was I responsible for coaching, but I was also responsible for selling tickets on a nightly basis, which is it becomes a priority in pro sport.
So that's where I
really fell in love with the type of marketing that I do right now.
Yep.
And then after that, joining what could maybe consider, you know, a stale, dull, and boring business like the insurance business, I haven't really changed my approach since I've been working with my father since 2003. And of course, one of those big things is my number one most powerful marketing tool, which is the monthly paper newsletter.
Yeah, just a sort of a quick question. Sort of when you joined your sort of father's business, I understand that it's a fairly small sort of a, you know, it's Perth's a small town. Sort of a population
Correct.
Of about 6,000 or something.
Correct.
Yeah. How did you growing the business? What were your sort of big obstacles at the time?
Well, I came along in that business at the right time using technology. Now the arena is incredibly large. Basically, I started with a marketing area, Zach, of 5 miles around the agency. Then a few months later, I expanded to 10 miles, and now we sell anywhere from 300 to 400 miles around our agency, and we do a lot of it by direct mail, a lot of newsletter marketing. But technology has been very kind to us in the fact that there's no more limitations.
Yeah.
And for any business owners that think they are shackled or handcuffed by the fact they're in a small community or a tough economy, there's so much opportunity out there, and that's what we've been able to use. Is we're no longer a small local business, we're a provincial-wide business. So my market has grown exponentially in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I can imagine that this sort of going from 6 miles to 400 miles would make a very big difference in the number of people you can reach.
Absolutely. If we had to depend on insuring residents in the town of Perth, which you correctly said is 6,000 people, we would have remained a small business. Now, I consider us a medium to large business now, but it's using technology that's available to you, but it's also sticking to the fundamentals, which we're going to be sharing here in a few minutes.
Yeah, apart from growing your geography, did your father do much marketing of the business in the sense that you do marketing, or was he a fairly traditional type small business owner.
It's very traditional. My father started in 1972. He co-founded McLean Insurance. He actually dropped me off at kindergarten and started in the insurance business a few hours later. He grew that from one policyholder to close to 3,000. The business was $3.4 million, which makes it a very small, nicely profitable business, 4 to 5 employees when I arrived on the scene. Mm-hmm. But my father was coming to what he thought was retirement age at the age of 67. My father still works with me every single day because we reinvented the entire agency and brokerage. But no, very, very traditional business. The marketing area would have probably been, you know, within, you know, 10 to 15 kilometers. So very close and successful, but not an opportunity to become bigger.
Yep. And he was, and I guess he was sort of doing all the conventional things, mailbox drops, telephone books, that sort of thing, probably when he started, or?
Yeah, I mean, it's like every business owner and entrepreneur, you get trapped in your business, and my father is an outstanding salesman, he's an outstanding entrepreneur, not a manager personality, so the one thing... The one thing, Zach, that I've freed my father up from the last 10 years, and consequently he's 78 and works every day, is the fact that he no longer has to deal with any of the management issues. My father, we have almost 8,000 clients. My dad has a client list of 134 clients, and those are our top 1% clients.
Yep.
And all he does from day to day, year to year, is work and visit and grow those relationships. So he is, the last 10 years, he has started doing exactly what he loves to do and what he's very, very good at.
Ah, terrific. It's great. That's a wonderful story and the way you'd like to see any business, anyone end up instead of retiring, doing what they love.
Yep.
So do you want to sort of delve into sort of your first 3 years with McLean Insurance, sort of from a marketing point of view, sort of. Yeah.
When I joined my father in 2002, and it was quite a transition for myself because I was used to being the boss. I was in charge of my entire hockey organization from top to bottom.
Can I just stop you there? I mean, sort of, how big's a minor league hockey franchise in terms of employees?
Well, I was basically a lot smaller than the insurance business. To make ends meet, you're responsible for everything. So the first time in my business career, I became the marketing person. I became the promotional person, along with coaching and recruiting. So at the end of the day, I was it.
Yep.
And it was a wonderful experience for me because I learned so many different facets of business. And that's exactly what sport is. You're in the family entertainment business.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for sport, I probably wouldn't have learned the power of direct response marketing that we're going to talk about here.
Yep, terrific. Okay, so back to McLean Insurance and sort of those early days.
I gave my father a year. Like, my father was absolutely shocked that I was interested in coming into the business. We actually had a family meeting at the dinner table in 2002 and with my mother and my father and my sister and my brother. Yep. And my father said that he was, at the time, 67. He said that he was now going to retire. Basically, it was last call for the family business. And my father had always been he'd always been educating us on how great the insurance business was. But, I mean, no kid is interested in the insurance business. So my dad was very, very surprised when I decided to take on the challenge of learning the business. And the reason I did that is because I'm an entrepreneur. I was a little bit maybe bored with the sports that I was involved with. So I sold the hockey team, and I said to my dad, I'm going to learn this business from the front door to the back door in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I enjoy the business and I want to make it my life's work, then we will work out a buy purchase agreement after 1 year. So to my dad's credit, that's exactly what I did. Zach, I went from being the president of my own organization to being the receptionist.
Yep.
I did every single job under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
From the front door to the back door, there was no shortcuts, cuts whatsoever.
Okay.
And today, that's really been great value for me because I can't, you know, I've done every job in the building. So after the 1 year, I sat down with my father, said that I love the business, and here we are 7 years later.
Yeah. Okay. And just from a marketing point of view, I mean, sort of
soon as in 2003, when I took ownership after my my year of training, I just went full marketing. I mean, I was marketing. I was spending 50% of my time at least on marketing the business. I was doing that at lunchtime. I was doing that after hours. I was just finding time to market McLean Insurance. Since that day, we've grown our budget from, I mean, peanuts to, I mean, we're over $500,000 in marketing dollars right now. But it's not the money spent, it's the return on investment. So I found ways that if I spent a dollar, if it could make me a dollar or more, I would spend more money on that. So newsletters was probably the first thing that we really got into where we decided to secure what we already had in terms of our clients to grow that relationship. But that was my number one priority in 2003 when we really started marketing.
Okay. In terms of sort of what sort of results did you start to see with once you implemented your newsletter program?
Well, it's always been our best return on investment. Like, I've done a lot of new business marketing, and I've done everything from social media to online, but nothing has ever touched the return on investment. So anywhere from a 2-to-1 investment to to as high as 7-to-1, and that meaning if I spend a dollar, in some cases, I was getting 4 in return. So I just couldn't believe the power of a paper newsletter. And when I talk about the newsletters we send, I'm not talking about emails or anything like that. I'm talking about a 4-page hard copy newsletter mailed month after month, year after year, 12 times per year. And I just couldn't believe how our inside, how much business we sold to our already existing clients.
Okay. So, so it allowed a lot you to, if I understand this correctly, it allowed you to sell a lot additional insurance policies to each of your clients. Oh, so, for example, someone that had just life insurance with you was starting to get car insurance and house insurance.
Absolutely. We educated our clients. A lot of our clients did not understand that we offered all these different products. So month after month, we were educating our clients that, yes, we can be your one-stop shop. Retention went through the roof, which I mean, has meant hundreds of thousands of dollars. We used to have a pretty dismal retention rate in the mid-80s.
Okay.
And since we started mailing our paper newsletter, we've been able to bump that up to as high as 91%, which, I mean, the difference between 85% and 91% is hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years. And that can basically be attributed to a great staff and also communication on a monthly basis.
Yeah. Just to roughly, how much does it cost to get you a, get a new customer? Because this ties into retention, because every person retained as a new customer, you don't need to keep your business at the same level.
Right. Depending on the source, for me, Zach, it's anywhere from $370 to $410.
Yeah.
And that's actually pretty good. But, I mean, if the average business owner understood how much it takes to keep a customer and acquire one, we're usually around the $400 to make the phone ring. Yeah. So for me to keep a person on average more than the industry average of 3 years is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I always said, Zach, like, it's really grown our referral program. Like, we're a referral-driven business, which is one of the greatest ways to grow your business. But my dad said, like, if each client isn't worth the $12 per year to mail them the 12 newsletters, then it's time for us to target a better client. So for us, it's been our best return on investment.
Yep, I can understand that for sure. Do you track your referral rates at all, sort of per customer, or...?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we didn't have much of our referral program was basically unknown to our clients and prospects until we started mailing the newsletter because, I mean, they didn't understand a referral program. So by educating them 12 times a year, and, you know, we thank the people that give us referrals, but every month we educate our clients on our referral program, which, by the way, right now is free pizza, and we give away an iPad every single month. So it's a pretty fun and interesting referral program. But the problem we had, Zach, is nobody knew about it until we started educating them through our newsletter.
Okay.
But our referral program has improved every single year that we've been running it, which is over 7 years.
Yeah.
We started with very, very conservative numbers, a handful of referrals each month. Yep. And then this year, we've peaked at 57 referrals per month and our closing ratio on referrals is our highest of all new business. So once again, it's all attributed to that newsletter.
Yeah. So you just that's some incredible results. Just sort of on the, you said quickly the in passing before that your customer lifetime, the insurance industry average customer lifetime is around about 3 years, and your newsletter has sort of extended that. Sort of how much of an extension has that been?
Well, there's two industry measuring sticks. One is if a person just has one policy, what we call a monoline account. In other words, they just have the one policy with you.
Yep.
You're looking at less than 2 years keeping that client because, I mean, they have no connection to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have more than the two policies, and the average is around the 3.5 years.
Yep.
So we've been able to boost ours to, we're closing in on the 10 years. So we're about 9.5 years per client. And what we're most encouraged about is that the reason people do leave us is because of circumstances beyond our control. Maybe there's been a death in a family. Maybe somebody sold their vehicle or their home. But people, for the most part, have a real strong emotional connection with us, and they just don't leave us for another broker.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, sort of, I think most people would kill to have a retention rate 3 times the industry average.
But you know what? It's interesting because it's a commitment, an absolute commitment to that monthly newsletter. When a lot of business owners are chasing, you know, the new shiny object or doing what everyone else is doing, we've fundamentally kept and stayed to this backbone, knowing that this is our best return. And you know what? We've made the mistake once before, Zach, of stopping the newsletter. I actually changed it to a bi-monthly, if you can believe that.
Yep.
I was cheap, and I said, you know what? I don't have to send this 12 times a year. I'm going to send it only 6 times.
Yeah.
And we saw an immediate decline in referrals, retention, and cross-sell business after the 30 days. So in that particular case, my small thinking and cheapness, for a better word, actually ended up costing me money for the short term.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a very valuable lesson, I think, for many business owners. And I know from time to time I've thought of, before I started this business, thought of cutting my monthly newsletter back to bi-monthly. And thankfully I haven't, and that's reinforced the story there. stay monthly, otherwise people forget about you very quickly. Just, I can't believe sort of how little loyalty there is nowadays. So if you aren't in front of your customers, it seems like you know, that they just forget about you and move on to the next shining rock.
And you know, it's our responsibility. It's not the client or the prospect's responsibility. My father says it all the time. It's not their job to remember McLean Insurance. It's my job to be there when they need the product, to be there to, you know, to service the client. And I just haven't found anything that's been more consistent. And I also find that in this economy, we're in a very difficult economy right now, the same as you are, and
we're slowing down now. So basically, if you're not in the mining industry, it's gone, sort of thing.
Right, but now it seems that if you commit to something like this, there's less competition than ever.
Yeah, true. Sort of, if you can stay standing through the turbulence, so to speak, when the economy does turn around, the spoils will go to you.
It's interesting because you mentioned earlier about, you know, cutting back on your newsletter. And I said, after I learned that first time, I said, I will cut absolutely everything in terms of marketing, but the last thing to go will be my handwritten thank you cards and my newsletter.
Yeah.
And I used to be a massive TV advertiser.
Okay.
And now I don't, in this tougher economy, I don't do any TV advertising at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I have funneled that money into support of our monthly paper newsletter. So it's unbelievable how, you know, we've just kind of circled the wagons in that regard. And the last thing that would ever go would be those two things.
Now, just sort of another sort of moving on. Have you found that, like, you sort of your other marketing to your existing customers, has the response to that's improved? When you're sort of sending the newsletter, as compared to if you're just sending out sort of offers to them, or you found
absolutely. Yeah. And we started out as novices, and we got better and better month by month, year by year. And a real secret that I learned was the more personality, the more I put in there about myself as a real live person, the more I shared with my clients and my friends, the better the results were. We would start to have so many clients mentioning, you know, when I got married or my honeymoon in Australia. So I started sharing more and more of this because I'm the face of the corporation. Yep. And that's been my big secret weapon against the big, bigger corporations that we're competing against. We're a family-run business in a small community. Yep. So I put myself out there as much as I can, share as much as I can about, you know, family and friends and what we're doing. And that has really been a significant connection with our clients. And I do that all through the newsletter. So if you had two newsletters in your hand, one from 2003 and one from 2011, you would be really surprised at how we've gone from an institutional type of corporate newsletter into one that's more personality driven. And it's resulted in better results for us.
Yeah. Have to imagine. I mean, so I know it's a common mistake that many small business owners make is trying to copy the sort of the larger corporates because that's sort of that's what they're exposed to almost.
Right.
And it's
interesting. I'm writing my January front cover newsletter right now, and the entire front cover, which is a message from me, the president, is about my honeymoon in Australia. So I've got my pictures in there of my five-week visit to Australia, which was in November, December. Yeah. And there's not even a mention of insurance in that article. It's all about sharing your life experiences and things like that. So once again, you know, we've just found that to work a lot better for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sort of it's one of those things people will always buy from someone they feel they have a relationship. With in preference to a complete stranger in a newsletter really capitalizes on, so can capitalize on that personal relationship for you. Yeah. So it's because that's always when we talk to clients, a lot of them expect sort of when they send a newsletter, it has to be 4 pages or 8 pages about their products and services and about their business. And they sort of neglect that relationship sort of element to what they're doing, especially and so that's what great to hear that sort of 7 years of newsletters about what's going on in your life and you haven't dampened anyone's sort of passion for it, I suppose.
You know, most people really look forward to seeing our newsletter. We use a ratio now of 70-30%. So 70% of our stuff is personality marketing. So that could be recipes, comics, great inspirational stories, family, community service, and only 30% of it is insurance. And we rarely have any of our customers or clients mention an insurance article, but they certainly mention, you know, the photo of the thanks of, you know, your family at Thanksgiving or something along those lines.
I can imagine no one really cares that much about insurance on a day-to-day basis, but building the relationship really is sort of the key to the newsletter, I reckon.
Correct.
And it sounds like it has been for you as well.
And you know what? It becomes fun. When I started, I was very inexperienced and a novice, and I got into the habit of keeping a simple file on my two desks, and one at home and one at work. And people are always asking me, Zach, how do you find the information and all this kind of stuff? But I found that once I started committing to a monthly newsletter, I've got information here for 12 months now because I just keep putting stuff in my paper file that I see day to day, whether it's a comic, whether it's a photograph, whatever. Yeah. Because, I mean, I produce two newsletters. I produce one for my coaching group, but I also produce one for my brokerage. And it becomes fun. It really, really becomes fun.
Mm. I'd agree with that. I've been sort of I always enjoy sitting down and writing our newsletters as well. I've published the one that we do for newsletter marketing. That's an 8-page monster, really. But again, it's sort of the same ratio that you use. It's 75% relationship, 25% about newsletters, and I write one for my own copywriting and consulting business. And, that's actually a subscription newsletter, so it's all marketing in that. But I certainly do enjoy sitting down to write that one every month. So just sort of In terms of sort of your newsletters, has been sort of that number one key marketing strategy for you. It really is like the foundation that all of McLean Insurance's marketing's built on. Is there anything you looked at early on when you were looking to start your newsletter? Is there anything else that you looked at doing that could possibly compete with it?
The only thing I found in my 10 years of experience has been the handwritten thank you card, which is exactly the same as a newsletter, because once again, it's in the mailbox, it has a stamp on it, and you just can't beat that old traditional. One of the things that I've spent a lot of time on, Zach, is trying to improve our response to our newsletter, and I'll share with you one thing that we just started at the last few months. And our newsletter is a fold-over self-mailer. It's homemade. I want it to appear homemade.
Yep.
It's got an insert in it usually about our referral program, but you can tell that I created it.
Yep.
And the one thing I've changed is I now put a really big live first-class stamp on the outside.
Yep.
And I don't use the bulk mail indicia anymore on it. Mm. And I have to tell you that readership is significantly up. And the reason I know that is because I keep asking our clients.
Yeah.
So I think we've transitioned our newsletter into pure A-pile mail, which means it's mail that gets open no matter what because of that live stamp.
Yeah. I mean, sort of, I know we do the same thing for our newsletters. It's, we actually use an envelope. And envelope and live stamps, just because it sort of makes mailing easier over here, on the technical production side of things. But all of our client newsletters do, live stamp in an envelope mailed out, and it's that difference between A mail and junk mail is a significant difference. I know of someone that was doing a newsletter outside of us, and he actually was using basically the letterbox provided by Australia Post to canvas his whole area. So it was in with all the unaddressed junk mail, and he said that even from his point of view, that sort of killed response compared to when he was posting it. So that A-pile concept is universal between, I think, just about every country in the world. If you looked at any ways to expand how you're using your newsletter at all, or
it's interesting. I've never seen this done before, but I've used a larger size newsletter for new business. In other words, for brand new client, and what I found with this is, the quality of the new prospect in our experience has been better. I actually would take our newsletter that we were sending to our clients, and then I would send it to some households in our area as a sales piece. So it was a newsletter disguised. It was a sales letter disguised as a newsletter.
Okay.
But it was amazing because our referral program was in there. We had all these articles and quick tips, and then we had a call to action to call for a quote. But the response we got was, people that received it who were not clients of ours, they were like, they would get this thing 12 times a year, and they would say, well, my broker doesn't send me anything, and here McLean Insurance is sending me this informative newsletter every month. Mm. So we have used that off and on through the years, and I must say the return on you don't get the number of calls, but the quality of the prospect is significantly better.
Okay.
So we've used it also to acquire brand new prospects.
Okay. That's really interesting, because that's one of the main ways I've actually done the acquired new prospects for my copywriting business in the past has been exactly the same thing, finding worthwhile clients and mailing them my newsletter consistently for 6 to 12 months. And it's amazingly, it almost works works like magic as a way to get new clients.
And Zach, sometimes you'll hit a real home run with a client or a referral source. I put our real estate agents on our mailing list years ago, and I mean, out of the blue, we will, you know, we'll end up writing a $5,000 or $10,000 account from a real estate agent who, you know, I never even heard of or who isn't even a client. Okay. And another thing that I've learned last year is that we have, 17% of our referrals to McLean Insurance come from non-McLean Insurance clients. So the only way that that could have happened is because I have a VIP list of real estate and agents and lawyers who are on our newsletter list.
Okay. And they're really good sources of referrals for you because people are either moving or moving house in the case of a real estate agent, I assume. So they're new to the area, they need sort of they're after a sort of a local insurance agent and sort of lawyer. I guess it's sort of the case for sort of injury or contents insurance and that sort of thing. Or
if the real estate agent needs insurance to close the sale, so we're really marketing to the real estate agent. The car dealers, the car salesmen are on our list, and the car salesman can't sell the vehicle until he's secured insurance. It's amazing. They're an excellent source of referral. And once they're comfortable working with a person in our organization, it seems like they become raving fans, multiple refers.
Okay. That's a great use of the newsletter. Thank you for sharing that one with us. Sort of one I hadn't thought to bring up. Is there sort of anything else you can sort of share with us about your experiences of using newsletters?
Well, just that, I mean, this tougher economy has really reminded me that everything has to pay its own way. Everything. Yep. Every employee, Michael McLean has to pay his own way. Yep. But that's really been a wake-up call for me in terms of the newsletter and fundamentals. Like, we're focusing on building our business in multiple ways, and every single one of those ways includes our monthly paper newsletter.
Yep.
And I'm coaching a lot of business owners throughout, you know, North America and Australia who have cut corners when it comes to the fundamentals. Like we were speaking about going to, you know, cutting back on things like their newsletter and spending more time on social media. But for me, it's been the direct opposite. The more fundamental I've been and the more that I use a vehicle like a newsletter, the better we've been able to do.
Yep.
And as proof of that, in 2011, we just had our biggest and best financial year ever.
Yep.
And that's we've had an economic downturn here since 2009. Yep.
Just because Australia seems to be in its own bubble in its own way. It's Canada sort of followed the US down after the sort of quite closely, I understand, after the global financial crisis in 2008. Is that sort of the case or?
No, we're actually in the same bubble that you're in. We're holding our own.
Yep.
We haven't, you know, it's just people aren't purchasing maybe not spending what they used to.
Okay.
But we're on par with the Australian economy.
Yep.
In fact, those are your 1-2 G10 and 20 nations in terms of economy. But I just find that retention and referrals and things like that are now more important than ever before.
Yeah. That makes sense. I know you sort of have your Ultimate Millionaire Agent Coaching Program. So, how does the newsletter rate in that the order of what you teach in that program?
Well, it's funny because I'm one of the only marketing coaches, it seems, left on the planet that actually the biggest part of my marketing program is I send a 16-page paper newsletter every single month, 12 months a year, and that thing is jam-packed with all of the stuff that we're doing in our business.
Yep.
And a lot of marketing consultants and coaches, Zach, have gone to emails and e-zines and videos, and you know, my program has been a huge. I've only been doing this for a year and a half, and it's so the guys get that in the new. They get that in their mailbox every month, and they just tear it open and they just go through it with a highlighter and a pen, and they just love getting paper. And then the second part of that is I do a monthly webinar, coaching webinar. But it's amazing because I do the webinar, which is usually about 90 minutes on one topic that I'm experiencing in my business. But you know what? I actually photocopy that entire webinar, and I now mail it to my clients because there was such a demand for a paper copy of even the webinar.
Okay, yeah.
People are shocked when they hear that, and I'm like, absolutely.
Mm.
So, you know, all of my clients in Australia and in the States and in Canada, now not only do they get that with that newsletter, but there was such a demand for the hard copy of the webinar that I actually send now the entire paper copy.
Okay, so that's transcription and the slides sort of thing.
If I have 110 PowerPoint slides, I send them 110 PowerPoint slides, and they love it.
That's amazing, isn't it, Tony? Jeez. I guess papers, like getting paper in the mail has almost become a thing of the past, I think, for a lot of people. Everyone sort of jumped on the free email and the consumers just inundated with the email, with sort of electronic communications. Anything that shows up in their mailbox is just a godsend.
They're inundated to a degree, but I mean the average commercial business email open rate now is 9%. So it's dropped from 11. It's now 9%. So 9% of business owners' emails are now, we don't allow our staff to do anything important anymore by email. And that's maybe a teaching point right there, because I told our staff 2 and 3 years ago, 80% of emails are no longer opened up.
Mm, that is a very good teaching point.
It's a dangerous way to do business, and that's where paper comes in handy.
If you're only getting 3 or 4 pieces of paper a day, it's all pretty manageable.
And I think
most businesses could sort of do it, would be better off. There's a European company that sort of made the move to get rid of email. To phase out email, but they've elected to use Microsoft's Instant Messenger as the replacement. I don't know if you've heard about that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Just can't imagine how much more unproductive you'll be when you can be dinged all the time on that.
Wow.
So, I was just wondering with what you're teaching in your Ultimate Millionaire Agent program, is the newsletter like one of the first things you get your clients to do? Get them doing their own monthly customer newsletter, or how does that figure in the priority of things?
It's interesting. No matter what level of client I have,
yeah,
the number one thing, and they're both, it's a tie, is handwritten thank you cards to start sending them immediately to clients and prospects.
Yep.
And the number two part is an A and B is the client newsletter. So it's amazing, because it doesn't matter if it's the struggling small business owner or the $30 million agency owner.
Yeah.
Both, in my opinion, I instruct them to start first and foremost with that newsletter. And what I do, Zach, is I tell them to budget that amount into their year annual budget so that there's none of this cutting and being cheap.
Yep.
And sending out 8. If you're not going to do it properly, I tell my guys, don't do it at all, because any respected publication arrives timely every single month.
Yeah, because if you aren't sort of timely with your newsletter, it sort of falls into the realm of marketing material rather than information. And we all know how skeptical people are about sort of receiving advertising this day and age.
Right. Yeah. I spent today writing my newsletter. So I spent from first thing this morning till 4:30 this afternoon at home in my office doing nothing but my newsletter, and I am about 95% done.
Mm-hmm.
That was only one day out of my entire working month, and I was able to put pieces together.
Yep.
And we're going to print it this Friday and mail it on Monday or Tuesday.
Yep.
But because I block out one day, and a small business owner can do this at night, they can do it at lunchtime, whatever.
Mm.
But it doesn't take very long to do it once you get going. So it's about priority, right?
It definitely is. I mean, the great thing about newsletter marketing is we provide sort of all your content is done for you, so you don't even have to block the day out.
There's a program like you offer is all you have to do. All the person has to do is add a little bit of their own personality.
Yeah. Really, just that simple, and we even help you do that when we plan out the next 12 months of when we plan out your newsletter for a 12-month program. That's all done. It really is like set and forget, and you know it'll go out every month, and it'll go out on time every month, and it will be a regular publication, and it'll do for them what it's done for you. I mean, it'll increase the frequency of purchase, it'll retain customers for longer, and it'll drive your referral rates if you set that up correctly too. So
well,
it's
uh,
pretty.
I'll share with anybody that's listening. It is your number one building business priority. Period.
Yeah.
And to be able to, people will spend money on SEO, on pay per click.
Yep.
They'll get Facebook specialists in and experts with social media. There's not one thing that could possibly touch a program like yours in terms of growing a business from top to bottom.
Thank you for that, Michael. That's a great compliment to hear. I think we're sort of in a position to start winding up. Is that you got any sort of final comments or anything you'd like to add or share?
No, I just want to share with everyone the domain that they can go to if they're interested in my coaching program, which, by the way, 70% of my guys are insurance agents, 30% are entrepreneurs and small business owners from every facet of life. I've got contractors, pizzeria owners, what you name it, retailers.
Yeah.
One of the things, Zach, that what my group has enjoyed is I put them on my McLean Insurance Seed List, which is our newsletter list, and a lot of guys get ideas in terms of how they can use their newsletter along with a program like yours by just being on our newsletter list.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think anyone would be nuts not to have a look into your program. So do you want to go ahead and give us that URL?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have a full 3-month, 90-day test drive. It doesn't cost anything but the shipping for the 3 newsletters, which is 3 months of newsletters. And you have access to 3 live webinars. So you're going to get the paper webinars. You're going to get the live webinar. It's mostamazingfreegift.com. And that's mostamazingfreegift.com. So you get 3 full months of membership for absolutely free. I mean, if after 90 days, if you don't want to continue, it doesn't cost you a single dime.
Yep.
Most people do continue because of the combination of the personality marketing, but also they enjoy being on our McLean Insurance list. Because when a person goes to the mostamazingfreegift.com, I automatically send them out their first newsletter, but I also put them on my McLean list, which a lot of business owners enjoy, because it just kind of helps you with ideas the same as your program. And when you put those two together, I mean, it's win-win.
Yeah. No, definitely. That's a great idea, and I would heartily recommend that you actually take Michael up on that free gift. I've seen him speak. I've bought his pack. When I saw him speak, and some of the ideas you'll get out of 3 months out of that coaching program, I think will be absolutely phenomenal. All right, I think we're sort of all done here. So I'd just like to thank you for your time, Michael. It's been a really, really informative discussion, and I thank you for sharing everything you have about McLean Insurance and the mostamazingfreegift.com.
Great. I appreciate it. Thanks. You're welcome, Zach, and I look forward to I probably see you in a couple years in person as I head over again to another MAL event.
Yeah, definitely. I won't be out to Perth in a hurry, but I do actually have family in Toronto, so I could almost justify the side trip next time I go and see them.
It was only a 26-hour flight. It was nothing. It was a piece of cake.
Yeah, I mean, if you go that far, yeah. But anyway, looking forward to it. See you there, Michael. If you'd like to find out how you can achieve results like Michael has with a printed customer monthly newsletter, then register for a no-cost, no-obligation newsletter suitability audit at www.newslettermarketingsystems.com.au/get-started. In our time together, we will look at potential returns from doing a newsletter in your business, what your investment will be. We'll explore some advanced newsletter monetization strategies together so that you can make even better returns off of, than you would off a basic newsletter, and lastly, work out if we're a good fit for each other. So that URL again is www.newslettermarketingsystems.com.au/get-started. Talk to you soon. Bye.